Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
I'll tell you what, I love. I love clarification. I love getting clarity on situations. Because then we can move forward.
Yeah. That's a big football game too.
Yeah. It's a playoff game. Tennessee becomes the first 2-11 team to ever make it to the postseason. Okay, all right. So, you say you think the Warriors can get to the Western Conference Finals. I play Nick Friedell, who says, I still think they're the third best team in the West. You say, I even think that's going too far.
Right now, okay. You forgot this. Okay. NOW. Now, that's all. The now has me. What?
But in 2 months with no changes, they'll be okay?
No, the changes could be better basketball, and they could manifest from this whole okie doke with the rotation. Okay. I get that, or a move. So it's about April.
And that's where I want to pull my hair out, because I keep hearing we want to make a trade. Okay, Steph.
Yeah.
Can't trade Steph.
Yeah.
Okay, Draymond. We can't trade Draymond unless it's for Giannis. Okay. How are you getting a player in here then? I don't get it.
What if it's Jimmy? What if it's Jimmy, Steiny? A younger version of Jimmy. Somehow Jimmy and
somebody. So why would somebody trade a younger version of Jimmy for Jimmy now?
Like, there's like, no urgency to have an answer now. Like, we don't need an answer. You're asking me, but
well, everybody's saying this is a crucial stretch for the Warriors. They're 13-12, and they got a month till Kuminga can be traded, and they've got to see who they're keeping and who they might seek become expendable. Like, I thought that's kind of where they're at right now. They're trying to figure it out, like, what their rotation
right.
is.
What I'm just saying to you is forward. Trying to convey is I don't have their path or their intel on what they're trying to do on who's available, who's not, who they're willing to trade, who they want to hold on to. I'm just giving you my thoughts. But, yeah, 25 games in, it needs to be better. Can you do that without making a move? Because Nick said there's a possibility that could pop off. But we'll see. And I told you earlier this week I'm excited because I think the energy has been such to where now the guys even know, and Buddy said it, you know, I won't call Buddy a made man, but he was in the rotation. He's got to fight and scrap for just what was he could take for granted. So we'll see if that produces better basketball. Like that's what I'm looking for. But as far as Steiny, who's, I'm just telling you, I think Dre's untouchable. I don't think that's the right choice if that's how they feel. So he's off limits.
So maybe I have been sharing my thoughts inaccurately. While I'm very encouraged by the last four games and what Spencer's done and the way the third stringers, for lack of a better term, have come onto the scene and forced Steve Kerr to reevaluate,
okay,
it doesn't make me more optimistic about their long-term future. It just doesn't.
I'm taking it day by day and game by game.
They might be marginally better, and that's not anything to scoff at, but I don't all of a sudden say, well, you know, we're, the future's taken care of, and I'm not saying other people have. So, like, this enthusiasm right now, I don't expect it to carry him the rest of the season. In fact, it might have only carried him as far as it can carry him if they stop playing well sooner rather than later. Yeah,
and I'll say this to that. That's why my dobber was down, and it was down because I came into this season thinking, just like Pac-Man, when he gets one of the pellets, you know, like, that was something to look forward to if it, the Kuminga thing had to happen. And then he played so bad that now I'm thinking, and I've been told by the people in the know sitting across from me and the team, that people that cover, and just my estimation, now what you thought you might get from Kuminga might not be out there if this thing doesn't improve. And then I'm also, Stoney, sitting on the fence of where he might still be on the team. But how do you – and I said it yesterday, you didn't like it, and you weren't the only one, but some agreed. Okay, so now I'm looking within. Can Jimmy give me more? That's probably highly unlikely. We'll see. But, man, if Nick's right and they go on a run, let's see. But other than that, what can you really do, Stoney, to avoid pulling your gray hair out?
What you can't do is want things to happen that are unrealistic. And the idea that there's a Kuminga trade out there that's going to remake the team, to me, is about as ridiculous as I that part I don't see.
Right. And before you grab the phone, you can say what you want about me, but I am the most optimistic fan in the world. And I just believe with what they have, and this is tryouts in essence.
But it's not for the veterans.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Right.
I don't think, you used the word future, I just don't think that in the future is going to make you be better than the teams that I think you're not better than right now, if you get my drift.
Say it one more time.
Like, you talked about the future. Yeah. I don't think this, and it's exciting.
No, you might be right.
As it is, you still are who you are when you go up against said good teams, you know? Unless we change our DNA and get something, if somebody was traded here, and man, I'll say this. Did you really see last year, December, what was it? Did you see Schroeder coming? I didn't. I thought that was a nice move. It didn't work out. But what if a guy like that in a bigger body is like coming to town this year? You know, I don't have a name. I'm just, what if the equivalent of
a Dennis Schroeder comes in, they get no better because he's not. Because that player is not significantly better than the guys they have in here.
Well, Schroeder was.
He was?
He just didn't fit. Oh, come on, man. We got to put some respect on Schroeder, man. He's better and could defend than Moody, Pods, Spencer.
Okay, so then why?
It just didn't. Him with Curry, it didn't work. I get it. And Jim, it didn't work.
Hmm.
But if we got a big, you know, a taller player, a wing like that, who knows? That's just me.
Coach in Vallejo. What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
About him. Coach.
hey, guys. Merry Christmas
back
to you.
At you.
Same to you.
I want to start off first with my lineup.
Okay.
You're going to go with D'Anthony Melton tonight.
Okay.
With Steph Curry.
Okay.
He and Kuminga are probably the only two that got a chance against Edwards. So I would go Post, Curry, D'Anthony Melton, Butler, and Richard.
Okay?
And I think Kerr is probably thinking that way. Okay? Now, I'm kind of with Steiny. The Warriors aren't going to get any better because they'd have to give up quality to get quality, and you're still in the same place. They need to add to what they have, not lose some of their better players. the part that I'm kind of sad about with the Warriors is that these older players, Steph, Butler, Draymond, they're going to be in and out the lineup all season, okay? And that's going to hurt their positioning. This is not going to be the last time Steph is going to be out the lineup. It's not the last time Draymond's going to be out the lineup. Butler's going to be in and out the lineup. Al Horford has never even really been in the lineup. So that's the problem with older guys, and you guys aren't older. I'm much older than you guys, but you know when you get a certain age, you can get out the bed wrong and pull a muscle. You could turn your head. I turned my head on the pillow the other night and had a strained neck, okay? This happens to older players, okay? And that's my biggest concern with the Warriors is that these guys, those three guys, it's going to be rare to get all three of them on the court at the same time for any stretch of time, and their record's going to reflect it. I don't see them being no higher than a fifth or sixth seed.
Coach, can I give you this? Coach, can I give you this and you get a rebuttal real quick here? Do you have a problem?
Okay.
It's Warriors on mine all day, every day. But this whole thing with the rotation and things up in the air and minutes, I get it. But do you have a problem with me saying you still are who you are? Like, that's not enough for me. Where are you at with this? You know, Steiny's kind of excited to see who's going to get the minutes and not, but you still are who you are, right?
You're absolutely correct. And more to the point, Kerr is still who he thinks who he is. Kerr will cut off his nose to spite his face, okay? Because in a game like this, you know you need a Jonathan Kuminga to go against the Randle and the Nas Reed and people like that. He know he needs that. And to not play him tonight will be cutting off his nose to spite his face, okay? Kuminga is not such a bad player that he can't get on the court. Now, he played well first couple of weeks, and he has a couple of bad weeks, and all of a sudden, we forget about the good play. Who says he can't turn it around again and be the player he was the first 2 weeks? I think he can, okay? But I think he wants his coach to have confidence in him. I think he has a confidence in himself, but he wants Kerr. He wants to be loved by Kerr. Okay, simple as that. If he knows Kerr has his back, I think you're going to get the best out of Jonathan Kuminga because he showed us that he could do it. He did it the first couple of weeks of the season, leading the team in rebounds, had 4 or 5 assists a game. That Kuminga is still there. So let's not give up on this kid, okay?
All right, yeah. Appreciate it.
Happy holiday.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, did you see the mock trade posted by NBC Sports Bay Area?
Oh.
The Warriors get Anthony Davis and Mason Plumlee. The Mavericks get Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, and the Warriors' 2026 first-round pick, and the Lakers would get Buddy. I saw that. Oh. And I was super intrigued.
Okay.
But I don't want to have to take Anthony Davis. I just want Plumlee. Just give me Plumlee.
Remember, we got in a fight over
him. One of my favorite players.
Yeah, we got in a fight over it. Dude, Steiny, that's it. But we just did 30 minutes
Draymond.
In the hour.
They're not trading Draymond for Anthony Davis.
We shared our thoughts.
And you said you would.
We don't know. We don't know. We're sharing our thoughts. But man, that's it to me right there, man. Now you go to a gunfight with a gun. Steiny. Oh, my. What a man.
Evan.
Evan, talk to me, E. Don't let me down.
That's tough. I would consider it, but I.
That's enough.
I'd probably have to say no.
Why?
Because I got to pay AD for 3 more years.
But isn't it about getting Steph and Jimmy this fifth? And with AD, Jimmy, and Steph, I don't care who fills out there. We got action.
Well, the real question you have to ask yourself is, does it get you not over the hump, but does it get you into the Western Conference Finals? Because anybody that gets there is going to be beaten by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
If you're thinking like that, Evan, then no. But I would sure as hell like to find out, and I'll say this to you two before you go. Aren't you tired of how the Warriors play? It's just a one-trick pony. There's no body punches. And for Steph to play with a big and Jimmy, the lob game, the defensive presence, and you got Plumlee to come in the game after, don't you want to see the Warriors diversify their portfolio? It's so hard playing with all these athletic against these dudes, man. Like, I would love that for the team and Coach Kerr. Man, you got me excited. Where's that at? NBC Sports Bay Area?
Yeah, but they took a couple from ESPN, so I think it originated from ESPN, but it was definitely out there.
Holy moly. I'm going to be at the cafeteria sipping on that thought. Now we'll find out if that were to come to fruition. Would you pull the trigger on that and Dre say, hey, Steph, I love you. We dogs forever. We won four. I know what it is. I'm on my way to Dallas. 2-3 years from AD? They still got a double Steph.
Wait, what'd you say?
You
got 2-3 months of AD?
Yeah, 2-3 years of AD.
And so you just, seriously, it doesn't bother you at all that you would actually be acquiring a player less reliable than the three old guys they have on the team now. In other words, you have Draymond, Steph, and Butler, yeah. And you trade Green. Now you get Davis, but he doesn't play as much as Green.
But what if now, you're going to laugh, since young LeBron and they went and won it, does easier basketball help him? You know what I mean? Being around, playing with Jimmy and Steph.
Well, I don't know
that makes it more readily available. Or stay healthy. But that's one component of it all, Stoney, you can't control. But the car, to Dibs' point yesterday, AD's Carfax report is rather long.
Let's go to Ben in Oakland. Hey, Ben, what's going on, man? Oh, I need some help, apparently.
Not much. I've noticed over the years that you used to play the role of the curmudgeon-y old angry man, but now I think you actually are the curmudgeon-y old angry man. And you live in a world of hot takes, and no one's logical. There's an logical, specific answer to almost every sports media question, and you guys have to create content. So just chill out a little bit when people say illogical stuff, because there's no logic to any of this. And they're trolling you by giving you Guru as the most fanatic fan flip-flop. Sorry, Guru, I love you. You're my favorite, but
well, I love you
are
too.
Who you are. So just, no one's logical, no one's specific. Kuminga, we talk about it for hours and hours and hours. He doesn't fit our system. He's not going to, and he doesn't want to. So why do we need to keep talking about it? It's not changing. What has it been, 4 years? So like with this Kuminga thing, every big thing everybody talks about, there's always a very simple, logical answer. You are a simple, logical guy, but you have to have content. So you got to deal with the... Sorry, gurus of the world, in order to have a show. So we feel you. You're from Oakland. I'm from Oakland. Just have a good holiday. It's never going to change.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Man.
Was that the Grinch?
He tried to steal. He can't take it.
I don't cut people off.
It was crazy. He said I was his favorite. It didn't sound like
it. That shook me.
What part? That wasn't. Come on.
Yeah, he was up to something.
On the Richter scale.
He was up to something.
Yeah.
He didn't really have anything to offer.
Yeah, it's called entertainment, and we talk about no subject is unapproachable. You know what I mean?
Well, some are.
I think I started the show with one, but other than that, relax.
He also clearly doesn't listen to the show. You're not from Oakland, Steiny.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He said you're from Oakland. You live in Oakland, but you ain't from no.
So if I live there 20 years, boy. It doesn't count?
Remember, we did this show before.
When someone asks, where are you from, what do you say?
Well, now I say Oakland. I've lived there for 20 years.
Where are you originally from?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
So we call that fronting. You got to say Reading, PA. And then they say, well, I live in Oakland. Like, I can't claim Oakland. I'm from the Union. I say Union City.
You're from Sac.
I'm not from. Hey.
Somebody tell Nahegan I'm losing my energy in here.
Dude, don't. That's what Dibs used to do to you.
No, he didn't.
When we had the show. Be honest. He used to get to you. I was there every game.
You want to take two on, was it Tuesday, Goo?
Take two on. Dude, my little brother getting a little.
I don't know what he means.
I thought I did something, but obviously you guys thought it was a little softer than my intent. So that's what he was talking about.
Gotcha.
Stoney, bounce back. Number one show in the market. Tell that dude we're the number one show in the market. That's what you should have did. Take that for data.
And this is where I'm going to channel my John Sumrall. There must be some bad radio going on in the Bay Area then.
See, I didn't, like seriously, that's you're having fun. That,
honestly,
that I'm we're like average. Irvin.
We're average. I listened to a show today. We're average.
I listened. Hey, we are not average. You know what we are? Real. You're who you are.
Sunday,
Evan's who he is.
Get it up.
I can help you with that. Carter's who he is. Congratulations on the graduation. And I am who I am. And that caller is who he is.
Hey, should I let, I'm gonna do it.
There you go, bring it back.
I'm gonna do it because I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I love telling people about inside baseball here.
Well, be careful now. NDAs.
No, I'm fine.
NDAs.
No, I'm fine. All right. I'm fine. So,
my boy Gerard texts.
You know, I got a buddy back east who loves the golf like I love the golf. And he called me a month or so ago and he said, hey, going on a little vacation. I'm like, where? He goes, well, we're coming out to the Bay.
Oh.
And we're coming to the Super Bowl.
Yes, go.
He's like, I got you a ticket. I'm like, cool, all right. I've never been to a Super Bowl. I'll go just as a ticket. You know?
He didn't tell me that part.
And he goes, yeah, and the week before, we're playing golf. 5 days.
Dude, wow.
Pebble Beach, Cyprus, Pasatiempo, Spyglass, and one other one.
That's ritzy.
So I'd have to take Super Bowl week off.
Which I thought you had.
Boss said no.
Yeah. He kept you after the meeting.
He did. What do you think about that?
I thought it was evident. You left out the other part. We're going to be at Radio Row all week, which I can't wait for. And that would have been the week you were out. And I love you, partner. But I thought it was because I assumed you were out.
I thought he was going to let me go.
Do you know why that's why you were held back after the meeting?
That is why I was held back.
Okay, no, I got that. But did you know?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
How did it go?
I mean, I said to him, what? And he goes, what's going on? What are you really? And I said, look, he's coming out here. He wants me to go golfing with him. One of the nicest courses in the world. And he likes me. He wants,
like a dope trip. But Dibs would have killed. He would have fried you.
What do you mean?
Had you not been around Super Bowl, even if the Niners aren't in it. Just the Dibs we know. He would have filet mignon.
That's why I wanted to do it.
Evan, I thought it was you and I. All right, man, I thought it was you and I at Radio Row and Low Deal.
So like the great negotiator Nahegan is, maybe I'll get to take a day off that week.
So did you tell your boys?
I did, and he's not happy.
Well, you'll be at the game, though.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Dude, but would you have fun knowing we're at Radio Row? Wow.
I mean,
Dibs would have fried you.
He was saying if it was
Shasky might even got in on it. Like, where's Steiny? People love you, bud.
Yeah, except well, I'll be there.
Caller.
I'll be there. And you know what? The beauty about me, I'll be there in a good mood, in a good frame of mind. Hopefully we can get Cassius Marsh on.
Oh, man.
And
we'll
do it there.
It was horrible.
Slates.
All right. Hey, let's talk some Niners on the other side. Brock Purdy talked to the media yesterday and talked about his injury and how he's coming along. So we'll get into some Brock Purdy, and then hopefully we'll catch up with Sean Kemp.
Dude, I didn't know he was cleared.
I'm not sure he was. I got to go Google it.
Yeah. Sean, what you holding these days?
All right. Yeah. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, don't forget Sunday. Sunday's the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. Starts at 11 o'clock live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games, they're going to be on. They start at 10 o'clock. Great food, great drinks. There'll be games in the parking lot. And you're also going to get a chance to win two tickets to the game. So that's a little new feature we got down there at Laughing Monk. And, of course, we have the shuttle that you can sign up for. A shuttle will take you from Laughing Monk all the way to Levi Stadium and then back after the game. It's free, which makes it the best shuttle in town. And all you got to do is go to 957thegame.com and sign up there. It's based on a first-come, first-served situation. So if you go there right now, you can sign up for the shuttle. 957thegame.com. Go sign up now. We'll talk some Niners on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Man, who the hell is Harry, man? I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tell the people what happened during the break. I want that call to replay. I don't care. That if you ain't got haters, you ain't doing it right. I was his favorite. You go, you don't want to hear that again. He takes shots at me. Who cares? And that's what life's about. Evan was like, I'm not going to play. Play it. That's how you kill haters.
I don't know what his deal was.
He was trying to come
for
it.
But I think if we listen to it again, we'll find that he took shots at us about 11 times.
Yeah, but he did say I was his favorite to take shots at. It sounded like, hey, I got to just read something quick that came across the Guru computer. You talk about a rat on a table? Let me read you this rat. And I just read it to Evan. Now I'm doing one of yours. I got to find it.
But here's where I'll pick you up. I can pick you up.
Go ahead,
49ers play the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock start. at Levi's Stadium. Want to get in those seats early.
So
if you're not doing anything before the game, make sure you go down to Laughing Monk Brewing. You'll see our very own Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. They'll be doing the pregame show at 11 a.m. Games in the parking lot, beer on tap. And I'm sure they'll have Hennessy available for anybody who would want that drink. Margaritas, fair game, Southern Comfort, very, very solid drink. Of course, Fireball also. How we doing, Goo?
I forget what I was about to get. This Hennessy thing's Donnie.
What? Like, well, they have Hennessy there, I'm sure, right? Yeah, most bars have Hennessy.
But why do you like saying it?
Hennessy.
It's just, boy, oh boy. Like you threw in Fireball, but boy.
And I'm Southern Comfort. You're a mess.
No, this remember that Laker bet we have that I said is looking real good?
Yeah.
All right, so they were one of the top defensive teams, the Lakers, without LeBron. Since he's come back, they're the worst, and he has the worst defensive rating in the league. And that is a major rat on the table to where you just got to live with that, right? Because you can't come for the king.
No, you can't come for Steph
either.
If
you got to stretch big, I just, real quick, I know we're talking Lakers, and you could get Ayton out the paint, which the Spurs did. Luka can't guard. LeBron has cement, and Reeves can't
Reeves
guard.
Reeves is a shutdown defender.
No, stop. And the lane would, like, Achimura, that's how you beat
Achimura
the Lakers.
And Ayton are big guys in the middle. No,
they're the worst, since LeBron's come back, they're the worst rated defensive team. When he was out, they were top three. I understand why that changed, but who's going to tell King? You're the worst rated defender.
Who did he replace in the starting lineup? Who had they been starting?
Now that I don't, I
should
know.
Might be worth finding out.
But still,
if you come with a stat like that, you could really give it some context.
Well, I didn't know we were going to run with it like that.
Is Ayton starting for them?
Yeah.
Okay, so Achimura is a pretty good defender.
But it ain't about him. It's about Braun. And whoever they had in for Braun was a better defender than...
They have Nekti?
No, what's my other guy?
Gabe Austin?
No. Hold on.
What, Gabe Vincent? Hold
on. Vanderbilt?
No, he ain't.
He's terrible.
Hey, all those muscles, and he's just stuck on the... I'm like, what a waste.
Anthony Edwards' favorite teammate.
Wow, that did happen.
I heard he's questionable tonight, Edwards.
He's a game time. Mike Conley's out.
That's like Horford. Okay. Hey, if Edwards misses this game, could you imagine?
Let's boycott.
No, I'm just...
Let's boycott the NBA. If Edwards does, no, Steph will be back. So
the
that's
NFL
fine.
Doesn't have these problems, man.
Only one star has to play, so Curry will be back tonight, so Edwards won't have to play. They're saying Marcus Smart was playing a lot more on the Lakers.
Well, he had been hurt, so he just came back.
Ooh.
But anyway, Bron.
Not Ross Tucker.
Who is that?
I thought it was Ross Tucker.
It is.
No, it's a caller. Some dude called in this morning. I heard him on Chasky. Which Shasky show with the
roast.
The other guy?
if they're listening.
Spadoni deserves it. He was coming down my road today. But a caller called and said, I'm the guy who did the ooh. And I was like, hey, I thought that was Ross Tucker.
Can I give you a nugget?
Yeah.
Spadoni basically said what that caller was saying. That you were old, you know, and mad.
Yeah. I love being misunderstood.
Yeah. I want to play it again.
People that know the true me are the only people I care about.
And I do know you. That's
like
how
Don Nelson. It's like Don Nelson.
You act like Nelly won a title. The people you like.
He never had the best team. He didn't win a title. He's never had the best team.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted it. How about
stop
you like
taking
that?
Your takes from me. Stop
he's
it.
Like, he's like Kyle. Frank Sinatra. He wants to
you
do it.
You
want to
repeat
way.
A show from 4 years ago? We can do that.
Stop.
We can replay one of my ideas. I said to Nelly, does it bother you, like the fans out there, like when they criticize you and they're, you know, they question your moves? And he goes, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, like fans out there, you know, when they boo a decision or, you know, you get a lot of criticism or, you know, you lean too much into small ball. And he goes, well, do I know these people? And I was like, no, they're like the fans and stuff. And he goes, well, I don't care if I don't know him.
Well, that was pre-social media.
If I don't know him, I don't care.
That's
the way I am.
I call him the inventor, Evan, take notes of this, of the original Stretch 5, which was Manute Bol. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Who was the original stretch
Tom
five?
Tom Tolbert. He was four, though.
Nine, he's five, so he well,
played Tom Tolbert at five.
I got Manute. You got Tolbert, I got Manute. Yeah, some coaches want to do it their way, man. And I think it's why Kyle didn't.
Do you think there's a comparison between Kyle Shanahan and Don Nelson?
I'm going to be honest. I think Kyle, obviously, has been more successful at it, if I'm right. And that's why he wasn't in on Deshaun Watson. He didn't even go see him throw. He didn't want that tie.
Wait,
he wanted.
Hold on, real quick.
He's been to two Super Bowls.
Did you say Shanahan's more successful than Nelly?
Yeah.
Don Nelson's got more wins than anybody in history.
How many
of the
Western
game?
Conference finals? That's the point.
Don Nelson coached for 30 years.
How many finals in Western Conference finals? Those are like, I'm just, you got mad at who? We were talking about the Hall of Fame with Jeff Kent. Those are great.
So,
the wins.
So he coached the Milwaukee Bucks in the Celtics era.
I remember.
And they didn't get to the final. Okay. So in your mind, Shanahan's resume is better than Don Nelson's.
In the postseason.
Yeah, wow. I would definitely. Like,
oh, my
man,
God.
It's not even for real. Is that a true oh my God, or are you just like?
I mean, we are talking. I think Popovich passed him last year. Is that right? Popovich passed him last year. I mean,
he's a great coach, but I'm talking about
considered a pioneer. Like he was one of the most creative minds going.
I won't rob him of that.
He did that for 30 years.
But if we talk winning, he's not at the. He doesn't get the invite. He can't tell you how to coach in the NBA Finals. Pop could. Riley could. I could keep going. You know what I mean?
Kirk okay, so just okay. So it
seven.
Doesn't matter that a guy won
no,
more
does.
Regular season
it
games
does.
Than any other coach
but
in the
why
history
didn't that
of the
equate
sport
to him
because
his
he
team?
Never had the best team.
And that's why you're laughing, Nash and Dirk. He made them. But I guess my thing is there is something to me, Stoney, that I believe he was okay with that. But Kyle took teams with quarterbacks like
Who
Jimmy
cares
Garoppolo.
If you don't win it?
What? Well,
like I get it if you're like Kyle won even one.
So Sirianni's better than Nelson then.
If depending on what you, there's I have hey
I mean
Sirianni
yeah,
got one.
That's a great troll, Evan, and I appreciate it. But yeah, I mean if I'm judging it that way, yeah, Sirianni's got to the mountain and Don Nelson never got to the mountain.
Nelson's he's a steward of the game. I get it.
No. You know what? Keep your mouth shut about him now.
Well, you sound like on the text line, Slime, telling me Guru quit yapping.
No, I'm not telling
you. I'm never going to give a nod to a coach that hadn't reached the championship and a coach that took his team to two championships with an average quarterback at best. Like that, I love what Nelly's done for the league. But don't front on me because this dude, we got to talk about his genius that's not on paper.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Steiny, Nelly couldn't talk to me about or any basketball player savant about coaching and getting his team prepared for a championship series.
Okay.
I think that means something. And I love Nelson. Kyle Shanahan could tell you how to, I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's my favorite coach of all time.
Does it matter that Don Nelson had a team that was an 8 seed that beat one of the winningest teams in basketball history?
That's a great...
Does it matter when the Warriors beat the Seattle Supersonics when they were a lower seed?
So, Steiny, if I asked you Popovich or Nelson, who would
Popovich,
get the nod?
But the difference is Don Nelson coached for 30 years
and
accumulated an incredible resume.
Not in the postseason.
Okay, so fine. Like, okay, Kyle
saying.
Shanahan... has coached 8 seasons, missed the playoffs 4, had 2 runs to get the, like okay 9 years.
No, I'm just asking you. Forget the names, like the championships.
I would
matter.
Not put Kyle Shanahan in Don Nelson's class.
What about Doc Rivers, who's won a finals?
He hasn't coached long enough. Like those, we're talking about guys who've been coaching for decades.
I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan is not off to a great start. A couple of days ago, you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Told me, Evan and I were having this discussion, and you guys talked about the winning component of guys' resume to get in the Hall of Fame. I said, that's not fair. I said, sometimes it's about, you know, being the best on your team. What about that? And you fought me on that. But here, I feel like the roles are reversed. But Nelly, a guy like Nelly or a coach like Nelly, that's done a lot. Come on now.
He's accomplished but so much more than Kyle.
But no, the non-championship part of his resume okay. is no demerit, it sounds like, from you.
Well, what's on Shanahan's resume? I'm
taking his team to two Super Bowls.
Okay, and winning none. Okay, so Shanahan has a worse record in the Super Bowl than Nelson has in the finals. I'm just saying, like, longevity means, like,
no,
Shanahan's accomplished in 9 years what Nelly accomplished in 30?
No, I'm just telling you how I put respect on getting to the final game or even I'm going not even finals, Western Conference finals, Donnie. That's where I feel like Nelly is light. But then you again, give me the we believe you give me
well,
the
I'm giving you when did Don like when the 49ers when they made their two Super Bowl runs, they were one of the top five teams in the league.
That he built
Don Nelson never coached the top five team in the league. I don't think.
And when you had the chance to, you ran the center off that you drafted.
Who?
Weber.
Oh.
Warriors were going to be a problem.
But that's not part of coaching to me. Yeah. I'm talking about, like,
No, I'm being, I love this.
Don Nelson's more creative than Kyle Shanahan.
Now, that, if you want to use that word, the dude, I'm looking at you. Like, that's what I give Kyle, the creativity. That's why they got to the Bulls, and he only needed a C-plus quarterback with Jimmy and things like that. But this is the crux of it all. Are you telling me, Stani, in your estimation, that you would give the nod to a basketball coach that hadn't won a championship, I'm asking, over a guy that had?
It's possible, for sure. Mm. I get Don Nelson never won a title. Like, right now, would you say Mark Daniels, a better coach, was a better coach than Nelly? I wouldn't.
Because I damn sure wouldn't even say he's done more. I get the longevity, but I'm just like...
Like,
I'm,
you're also... Like, Don Nelson was, like... He was not just a coach. He was an innovator.
So he was like Bill Walsh, the West Coast Thank offense. You. Like, that's... But Bill got the rings, too.
Right. And Nelson got more wins than any other coach that's ever coached basketball. And, like, I get it. Huh? Yeah.
Well, second most.
Right. He held the record till last year.
Yeah.
So
that was interesting, but do you get a couple of days ago you were coming down my road for the players that I mentioned, the Hall of Fame candidacy? You said, "Goo, they didn't win anything." So you could, like, I brought up Tony Gwynn.
Okay, and,
you know, obviously he's in the Hall of Fame, but if some were like, "Oh, he didn't play any. What did he do in the postseason?" I mean, he didn't have much success in the postseason.
Okay,
but we judged him on his own merits.
Yeah, same with Nelly. Nelly doesn't have any rings.
I just think not coaching or having a lot of, you know, experience. Well, wait,
did you stand
finals.
Up for Tony Gwynn?
Yeah, and you were ripping me, and I stood up for Carmelo, and you were like, yeah, he didn't have team success.
Right, but I mean, Carmelo Anthony, like, if you ask me, is Carmelo Anthony, would you take Carmelo Anthony or,
give it to me.
I'm trying to think, Andrew Wiggins? I'm taking Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
Well, Wiggins has a ring.
But he ain't going to the Hall of Fame.
Well, and Kyle didn't even have a ring.
But, people, no, it ain't. I'm too
I mean,
young.
And the other thing about him, like, he's only coached for 8 years, yeah. Shanahan.
I'm losing on the longevity. I got that, and I'm not dissing. I'm dissing the formula of a guy that gets it done compared to a guy that doesn't get
done. We could talk about that forever, and I'm more than willing to. Because, yes, I mean, I don't think every coach with a ring is better than every coach that doesn't have a ring.
And I'm with you on that.
Okay. So, have at it. Like,
who are the greatest NBA coaches that we talk about or remember that are revered that haven't won? Nelson's at the top of the list. Credit to Nelly, but
George Karl's got a lot of wins under his belt.
Sloan.
Jerry Sloan. Yeah. Like, Jerry Sloan.
Been there. Jerry been there. Like, but Kyle. Like, twice.
But you're talking about, like, a series 1 year that a team broke through. Like, I don't.
All right, let's do this. Right, real quick, for fun. Game 7, your life on the line. Is Nelson on the top 10 of coaches you want coaching that game?
I mean,
I got Chuck Daly on my top 3.
Like, I don't. Sure, because he's got 2 titles. And Nelly's like, I mean, a game 7, who would I have? It's actually a good question. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, Phil Jackson?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really for Phil?
Okay, I'll take Phil. Why? Because I know I have the best team. Like, but I'm not taking Phil Jackson to out-coach somebody.
But I guess the thing of the exercise was you got the same team. You can pick your coach.
Oh, I think if you had an average team, Don Nelson would get more wins out of it than Phil Jackson. Right. And I don't even think it's close.
Now, what if
Don Nelson wouldn't, I mean, Phil Jackson wouldn't even coach that team.
But Stani, how many average teams are in the chip? You know what I mean?
None.
And that's why I would have gave him major love if you said, Nelly got this team to the finals.
Well, I mean, you can only, I mean, in the NBA, you can't win it if you're an 8 seed. So, I mean, I just, should those Run TMC teams have won a title?
No, I get.
Should the Milwaukee Bucks have beaten the Celtics or the Sixers in the mid 80s? Like Dallas, he started from scratch.
That was great.
And New York, going up against Ewing Minnesota. Ewing was a fossil at that point.
Evan, if you had your life on the line, NBA coaching, you're 30 years on this earth, who would get the nod? Well,
I know who I would say now.
Oh, okay, but I want to hear E. I'm trying
coach?
To.
Coach? With my life on the line?
Game 7, NBA.
NBA.
Yeah, NBA. Well, we can do it all.
I don't know. I mean,
I know it's tough.
Honestly,
come on now.
Kimmy Spoelstra.
That's what I was thinking, actually.
But, you know, I'm not mad at that, Stani. And that's, I got to double back. You don't know this, but I'm sharing it with you. It wasn't that Chuck Daly got the rings.
It said he dressed well.
He was an alpha. I felt like it, no matter who you were on that team, he was going to tell you about yourself. And when you look at that collective, in that instance with Detroit, he had all that stuff to deal with, and he got it to work. And he got guys to, you ain't going to get all the shine. You're just going to be a part. And that's why Chuck Daly, to me, is one of the greats.
Yeah, and four Hall of Famers on the team, too. I mean, congrats.
Oh, he knocked Field down.
He had one of the greatest point guards of all time. He had maybe the most underrated two guard in the history of the game.
All right.
He had Rodman and Sally. Yeah. By the way, you know where he's from, don't you?
Chuck?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
What?
Reading, PA?
Close enough.
Yeah. Where is it? City.
Pennsylvania.
Dude, but I like this.
He coached at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
That's a big state.
Yeah. give me NFL coach. You're like,
honestly.
Jimmy Johnson.
I can just
Cowboys
tell
you. In Miami. That's that dude is the coach for me. Evan, I want your answer too.
When you told
Shocker.
When we're talking about basketball.
Yeah.
When we were talking about basketball, I can just tell you the name that flashed into my mind. He wasn't an NBA guy. There were two guys, boom, boom, like that. John Wooden, obviously.
All right.
But then the other guy. Because I was thinking college basketball. You got one game in college basketball. And you know who I would take?
Mick Cronin.
No.
I know where you're going to go.
No, you don't. I'll bet you don't. I'll bet you don't.
You were raving about this guy not too long ago. Calipari.
No. I might take Tom Izzo. Huh. Got to win one game.
Right, man,
I'm surprised everybody's not going
out.
Oh, that's an idiotic take, Stein.
No, I'm not. He can coach.
It's off the beaten path, but he's got a lot of – he has a lot of Sweet 16s and Elite 8s.
Yeah, he does. He'll get you there. How good of a coach was Denny Crum?
I thought he was a great coach. He brought a lot of John Wooden's philosophy. He was an assistant coach for John Wooden at UCLA.
Denny Crum.
He was a very good coach.
Mm.
Evan, college outside of...
Randy Bennett.
I was going to say outside of Randy.
Evan, before you go, I'm a guest. I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but Coach K, I feel like it's going to be your answer.
No. Oh, God. Probably, I'm going to butcher this. Who is the original UConn head coach?
Calhoun.
Jim Calhoun.
Jim Calhoun.
Yeah, Jim Calhoun. Won so many games with so many teams that were different, and they were never always considered the best.
Who thought this would even come up today's show but Calhoun reference?
I can't stand Bobby Knight, but he would be list. I'd have to put him on my list.
I got Jay Wright on my list, too. Nova.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to think of something disparaging to say, but I couldn't.
And I wasn't dissing Nelly.
Yeah. Well, he is a quitter.
Hey.
Oh, but you hate
Patino
Saban.
Quit.
You hate
Patino
Saban.
Quit.
Yeah, so it's Saban, and you rip them both.
Calipari
but Jay Wright
too.
Can just walk away. But Jay Wright can just walk away, and that's okay. Let's do football, though, next.
All right.
I kind of like that. Let me see what's going on here.
Not Sirianni.
But he's got a ring, guys, and he's been there twice.
Yeah, his quarterback also has one, too, but they wanted to fire him this week.
Where are you at? You think he's getting a raw deal?
You know what? I got to touch base with my Philly guys.
Right, seriously. I mean, doesn't a win in the bowl the year before by Jalen Hurts sometime, who I used to hate
on. Week one.
Bad, but I can't believe they are done with him. What's a guy to do?
I'd be surprised, too, but.
They're defending champs.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
He's not going anywhere.
Okay, well, yeah.
Who? Jalen Hurts? Well, let me talk to my people in Phily.
I'm surprised they hadn't reached out already.
They don't panic.
Can you imagine if the Niners play Philly in the offs? It could happen.
You got to understand, these aren't fans like
the guy said I
They're
was.
They're not like Antonio in Oakland, these guys.
Positive.
Like, they think they have the worst team in football. They hate every player on the team right now.
I believe it. They know they won the Super Bowl, though, right?
Here's 9 months ago.
That's incredible.
This is a great one from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. What? And we interviewed this guy once. He would be on my list, absolutely.
Cassius Marsh.
Larry Brown.
Oh, no, man.
Larry Brown. Oh, yeah, 415. That's a great one. He coached in college and in the pros, Evan.
Yeah, I think.
Won a title with.
Detroit, 04.
You got a problem and, if I'm taking him basketball. Over Nelly?
No.
Okay.
No.
Didn't a lot of his players not really see eye to eye?
Iverson said he changed his life, though. That's big.
Yeah, he gave him the ball.
I'll give you a Larry Brown, out the courty.
I like Larry Brown a lot.
I do.
Remember we had him on? He was great.
Yeah, he was great.
Let me replay that at the 1 o'clock hour.
I don't think it made it over to the new studio.
By the way, the boss did interview Sean Kemp.
And I'm mad about it now. And he played of it.
You know what? I'm going to go talk to him. And if you want to listen to it online, I'll get you the details on the other side.
That's fly.
All right. Hey,
we didn't even mention John Thompson. Shame on me.
No, not in a big game. I don't want him. Lost the biggest game he ever coached. A team shot 80% from the field. You know what?
Don't come.
Let's
for
revisit
Johnson,
that.
Please.
The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, and games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets, John Thompson. Win a pair of tickets to the game. So come on out. By the way, you know, if you're going to the game, you got that free shuttle you can take from Laughing Monk to the stadium. Just go to 957thegame.com and sign up right now. First come, first served, John Thompson.
Won it all in 84.
He might have lost the two most unforgivable championship games in history.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.